You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win was 11-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. Roberto Firmino to score and Liverpool to win was 19-10. And that's been enhanced to 9-4. Since West Brom's win against Arsenal, they've lost 2 and drawn 1, and they've failed to score in those 3 games as well. They go up against, Tom, a Liverpool side here that are keeping the pressure on Manchester City and Manchester United. I think the lack of strength in depth Liverpool have was exposed to a certain extent last week against Stoke. They were completely dominated in the first half, but brought on both Philippe Coutinho and Roberto Firmino at half-time, and that did the trick, Tom, in the end.
Yeah, it was an interesting one, that. I mean, you know, they obviously weren't pretty enough to start the match, but of course they needed them in the end. And, you know, I look at Liverpool, I look at the way they kind of swarmed around Stoke. In the end, you know, I thought they comfortably deserved the victory. How they got it, it was probably a little bit closer than their fans or Jurgen Klopp would have wanted. But ultimately, they're a team that sort of buzz and swarm around teams like Stoke. Actually, I look at Stoke and I look at West Brom, and for me, they're pretty similar in my mind. You know, they're functional, they can be a real threat, set piece and everything else. And kind of where the strengths and weaknesses are of both teams, I think it's pretty similar. And I think we could kind of see a similar kind of match. I mean, West Brom now, for all intents and purposes, there's a lot of great stories in the Premier League. At one stage, we were looking at what Tony Pulis had done and thinking, this is unbelievable, because they were threatening even the top six at one stage. But, you know, the last couple of games for me, their matches I would have expected them to win. Well, I certainly did last week. And, you know, away at Watford, I expected them to get something. I think Liverpool will win this game. I think it'll be pretty comfortable in the end for them. But I think we could have some nervy moments. And certainly, again, this is a bit like Chelsea at the moment. How you can look at Liverpool at 4-5 and ignore Liverpool and both teams to score at 3-1. I mean, if you think Liverpool are going to win the game, and I do think they'll win it because I can't trust West Brom, you've got to look at the both teams to score, because West Brom are strong exactly where Liverpool are vulnerable. As I say, set pieces, corner kicks, and Liverpool are strong where West Brom aren't in terms of movement around their penalty. They're great when it's all in front of them, but it's too much sort of dynamic movement from Liverpool. So I think this is, again, a game that is set for quite a few goals, and definitely both teams have got on the score sheet. But I think Liverpool will come out on top.
That's 3-1, Liverpool to win and both teams to score in the game. Derek, is it impossible to back West Brom at the moment or not? I'm just looking at these prices and getting towards, sort of moving towards 7-2, 4-1 West Brom.
Well, they're very backable at that price, specifically for the reason Tom mentioned there at the end there, you know, set pieces. I mean, you get a corner or a set piece against Liverpool these days and you're pretty much scored. In fact, you know, the one opponent early in the season tore his shirt off and twirled it above his head when he won a corner against him. the ref got it to the halfway line to save time. I mean, they're the set-piece kings of the Premier League, West Brom. 18 goals from set plays this season, more than any other team in the top flight. Liverpool concede virtually more than anybody else. I mean, they're just so weak on it. So it's impossible to see Liverpool keeping a clean sheet. You know, if they win, it ain't going to be 2-0. And so, yeah, you know, if you want to back Liverpool, don't back them at 4-5. You know, back them to win with both teams scoring. But the Liverpool price at 4-5 is pretty much the same as it is both teams to score. And I think that's the safest bet. We know exactly how this game's going to be played in the air, isn't it? I mean, you know, Tony Pulis fancies his chances against most opponents in an aerial confrontation. In fact, friendly behind closed doors this week, they drew 2-2 with the Luftwaffe. That's exactly what he'll be doing against Liverpool. Any free kick will be sawed into the box and they will score. I mean, I wouldn't put anybody off backing West Brom, even though they shouldn't win, even though they should have nothing to play for. They're one of those teams that you look at and you think, well, they must be in the relegation zone. And then you look at the league table and there's something like 8th. And yeah. They've been in common with Arsenal, I think. I can't see Liverpool keeping a clean sheet, basically. It's will they score enough to win? 4-5 is giving nothing away from Liverpool for Liverpool. I couldn't back that. But both teams have scored. That's the professional bet here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.